Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And when I talk about business, I get fired up. I get excited. It is the most amazing thing. You can have amazing adventures talking about business. It is the best thing that I can think of doing in my business life, of course. Now, you know, there are things in my personal life, spending time with Evelyn, doing things, my faith. There are many other things, and there's another part of me. But we're talking about business. And, you know, let me just talk about restaurants. Let's start talking about restaurants. You hear about this restaurant across town. Oh, you know, it's going to take you an hour to get there. It's the in place. You have heard that the food is so fantastic that you just slow down. You just, every taste in your mouth is just, every morsel of food is just so fantastic. It's just like nothing you've ever tasted before. And the prices are so reasonable that it takes you months to get a reservation. So you finally get the reservation. You get in your car, you get dressed, because you can't show up in Levi's, not in this place. You have got to look good. You're looking good. You walk in the door. You sit down. You're thinking about, it's taken me forever to get here. You open up the menu. You look at it. It looks great. You close the menu. You walk out the door. Huh? What did you just say, Howard? What are you talking about? How does that relate to business? Well, that's the same thing people do when they listen to this broadcast, when they read something, when they learn about business. They hear it. They close it. They close the thought. They never use it. You can't just open up the menu. You have to take the menu of business and the menu of thought and really make it work. And if you don't do that, well, as I always say, the competition is, do you want to get the business? Do you want to give the business up to the competition? So today, we are talking about something that I want you to open up the menu and open your mind. The 7 questions to improve your business. We talked about what makes business successful and profitable. What keeps business from reaching more success? What's holding you back? Are we open to listening? And you can go to yesterday's broadcast and you can hear those things in detail. So I want you to be more successful. I want you to understand the subtleties of business, the things that you just pass you by every single day that'll help you more be more successful. So think about these 7 points, and let's move on to the next one. The next one is, business isn't about you. It isn't. Yes, you want to make a profit, but it's not about you. It's about your customers. It's about your clients. It's what your customers and clients need. It's about relationships that you build with them. It's about how you're going to help them become more successful. It's about how you're going to put yourself in a situation of having them say, I want to do business with you because I see that you are on my team. You're going to make my life less stressful and more profitable. It is about them. It is about your employees. How, yes, they come to work and you want them to do a task and you want them to make money for you, but how are they going to feel about what you do for them? Are they going to feel good about working with you? Are they going to want to stay with you? Or is someone going to come along and say, you know, come on over here. I've got a better working environment. I can pay you more money. I'll make your life better. Just come on over. We don't even want them to be tempted because we treat them so well. And we treat them with respect. And we acknowledge their work. And we pay them, we compensate them fairly. And when we're really doing well, well, maybe we kick them a bonus. So it's never about you. It is about the customer, the client. And what about your vendors and your suppliers? It's about them. Do they get paid on time? Do you treat them with respect? Do you give them a bad time? Do you think that I'm going to beat them down to get the best price? And then you need something from them, and you call them up, and they go, hey, you know, this is the guy who really makes our life miserable. This is the person who makes our life miserable. Or this is the businesswoman who, when we talk to her, she's right there for us. She pays her bills. She's been a customer for a long time. We're going to help her because we want to give her the respect and maintain her business. Who are you? Who are you to them? It's always about other people. And if it's not about other people, you're not going to be successful. But it is about you. Yeah, we have to throw you in the mix. It's about your leadership skills. It's about how you lead your business to more success and more profit. Are you just mediocre? Do you expect mediocre results? Have you not upped your game? Have you not opened that book of life and business and learned more about how to handle people and how to handle business? Do you understand what it really takes to be a leader? Do you dodge the important issues? Or do you put yourself in a position where you are right there every single moment? If something goes wrong, you're right there to take care of it. If something goes right, you're right there to praise your people. Leaders lead. That's what happens. The people that are successful lead. It is about the economy. It's always about the economy. But more importantly, it's about leadership because this is a vast country. How many people here? Do you know how many people are in the United States? I don't. Maybe 300 million? Oh, wait, that's 300 million and one. A new one just popped in. Maybe 300 million too. Population's growing all the time. Tons of opportunity, but you have to take it. And finally, when you look at all of these things, look for the deeper answers. If you're not doing business, why? If you're not productive, why? If you're not selling, why? If you're not making money, why? If you are doing business, why? If you're having a great business relationship with your people, why? It's why? Ask yourself that all the time, and then you will find when you ask the question why, you will be getting the answers that you need. And if you don't need them, well, then if you feel you don't need the answers, then you're not going to be successful. You must dig out a deeper meaning of everything that happens. And if you don't know the answer, go to someone who is the expert. Ask them for help and ask them to help you find out why you're not getting what you need out of your business. It can be something big, it can be something small, but small details that are ignored turn into big problems. Play this again. Go back to yesterday's broadcast. Open that book. Look at it. The book of business. Business is about life. It's always there for you. It's always teaching you. So not only are these seven questions are important, but there are many, many more questions that you can ask. And I hope that you do. Don't hope. Hope is not a good word. I don't hope that you do. I want you to because I want you to have a better life and I want you to have more success. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.